Hello everybody, this is your girl Shawana. I know I've been gone for a while, but I'm still here. I'm still doing this podcasting thing. I hope everyone's having a great evening. I'm still happy doing my exit movement, letting go and let God take control. And I just want to say a few words of encouragement tonight. I know we're going through this COVID-19 and so many people are stressed out. People are losing their jobs, losing their houses. I mean, in a lot of financial bind, and especially so many people are losing their lives to this virus. And so I just want to just say some encouraging words. You know, I hope whatever I say can help somebody, because that's what it's all about. That's the whole purpose of this podcasting thing that I do. It's just to speak truth, my truth, and just speak about whatever's going on, because so many people can relate and so many people going through so many of the similar things. So hopefully whatever I say can help somebody. I just want my subject just to be better days are coming, because they are. God is bringing better days to us, but when he brings those days, we need to be better when he does. Because right now we're in rare form and a lot of stuff is hitting the head. A lot of ugly faces and a lot of ugly things are showing during this pandemic. Racism is really rearing its head right now, and all kinds of things. Murder, suicide, depression, stress, it's all coming out during this time. And we need to change. We got to do better, because better days are coming. We're going through this, and there's a reason why we're going through this. And when God brings us out of it, we need to be better. We need to look at each other and look at ourselves. As I always say, that man in the mirror, we need to look at ourselves in that mirror and do better and be better towards one another, especially for ourselves. It's so much going on, killing, murder, stress, depressed. I mean, I was looking at the news the other day and they were saying that depression is going up, suicide is going up, marriages, divorces is going up, husband and wives don't even want to be around each other because of this pandemic. Parents are stressed out being at home with their own children. And that's sad, because, you know, things are hitting the head. A lot of parents, if they have careers and working jobs, somebody else is taking care of your child. They're at school all day or they're at daycare, and that's who's raising your child. And you really don't know your child. And now that you got to be at home with them, you can't take it. And that's sad. Those are your children. And so you should want to be at home and spend time with them and get to know your kids. But that's the reality of it. I know I worked at a daycare. I was a manager at a daycare. And I saw so much, you know, that the parents really didn't know anything about their kids, because they brought them to daycare ever since they were babies until they were 4 or 5 years old. So basically, that's who's been raising their child, was the daycare. And a lot of the teachers knew more about the children than the parents did, because the parents are so busy doing their job, making careers and making money, that, you know, the child come last. The child come last. And that's sad. And this is what we're seeing in this pandemic. So many people have these careers and now they got to be at home and they can't take dealing with their kids because they don't know them. The teachers know more about their children than they do. And that's not the way it should be. They're talking about husband and wives are filing for divorce because I guess maybe they spent so much time apart during their careers. Now they got to be at home together. And I guess they actually finally getting to know who each other is. Because, you know, you can be married to somebody for 20 years, 1 year, 2 years, and still don't know them. You can be in a relationship with somebody the same way and still don't know them. So I guess all that is hitting the head right now during this pandemic, which is sad, which means we got to do better. We got to do better. We got to do better loving one another. We got to do better helping one another and stop judging and backbiting one another because of my skin don't look like yours, or my sexuality is not yours, or I don't believe in what you believe in. I actually have an opinion and you don't like it. We got to stop all that. Yes, this land is free for everybody to succeed in, not just certain people, because Jesus got on that cross for everybody, not certain people, but everybody. And God loves all of us, not some of us, everybody. So we're not the one to be judging. We're not the one trying to, we're not the one that should be doing any of these things. That's God's job. And sometimes we need to get put in our place. And as I look at this right now, I see that's what's happening. God is putting us in our place. He's chastising us for all the things that we're doing, and we're not paying attention to it. So when I say he's going to bring better days, he is. But the problem is, are we going to be better when he brings them? Or are we going to still be the same self-righteous, selfish people that we are right now? Because that's what we are. Right now, we are. We want things to happen just like that. We want things to open up just like that. We don't want to be patient. But you have to understand, I get so sick of seeing the people talking about the government is holding us hostage. They're shutting us down. People, realize a pandemic hit this whole world. Nobody knew that it was coming, and nobody was prepared for it. So guess what? The government, people that are in government, they're human beings just like we are. And it's a day-by-day process of them learning and trying to know what to do with this just like we are. Because we all here don't know what to do. We all trying to survive. So they're doing the same thing. Trying to survive and try to keep us all alive. Along with we trying to keep ourselves alive too. So we got to learn to be patient. We got to learn to follow rules. And the only way that we can get through this pandemic is everybody have to stick together. Everybody got to start being obedient and follow the rules and do what the people ask you to do so we can continue to live and try to get back to some type of life. Because it's not going to be the same life that we had. That's not going to happen. And I think people need to start facing that fact that we're not going to get back to the way things used to be. And we're not supposed to. We got to learn to adapt to change. And that's one of our biggest problems. We don't want to change. We want to stay in the same thing, but we can't. The world is evolving. The world is changing as well. And we got to learn to adapt to it. A lot of these businesses that have closed down because of this pandemic, it's not going to open back up. Those that do, they're not going to be able to run their business the same way that they used to. They're not going to have the same amount of customers and have the same income that they did because they can't. We have to understand there is not a vaccine for this. There really isn't a cure or a treatment for it. People are doing what they can to try to keep these people alive. And it's bad for everybody. This is serious. This is not no fake nothing. This is serious. People are dying every day. The numbers are keep going up. And the simple thing that all of us can do, we don't want to do. We don't want to wear our masks. We don't want to do sanitizing. We don't want to keep social distancing. And all of this is important. If you want to get back to some type of life, then just follow those things and do so. Think about your children. Think about your husband, your wife, girlfriend, your family members, especially if you got elderly parents, especially people that you know that have health issues. Think about those people and be safe. And not selfish because you think someone's infringing on your rights. That's not the case. Because if you want to go technical with it, a lot of black people been infringed for a long time. Indian as well. Any minority, we can go there with that. But that's another podcast. So that's what I'm saying. We got to stop all that. We got to start being smart, start finding about information for ourselves, start listening to the bull crap that's going on the news and whatnot, even what this president is saying. I have respect for him, but this man has no clue. We still need financial help in all these states. They want everything to open back up, but people need financial assistance to do that. Especially people that own their own businesses, they got bills at home they got to pay and for their business. And if their business been closed for 3 months, how are they going to open stuff back up without assistance? Now, that's something that the government need to understand. It's not going to work. You want the economy back open, but you got to help these people get it back open. Then you got all these guidelines that the business got to go by. How are they going to do that and get their business set up to be safe for people to come in if they don't have the financial support to do it. So, you know, that's another story. But that's all I wanted to talk about today. That we got to just stay focused. We got to keep our faith in God. And we got to stop being selfish. We got to be better people. Because all of this stuff is coming to a head. True colors and true things are being shown. And we need to pay attention to it. God is bringing better days. And we need to be better when He brings them. We got to stop being selfish to one another. We got to stop having this racism and all this stuff that's going on between one another. Hating people because they don't look like you. Hating people because they don't think like you or have the same beliefs or their sexuality is different. We got to stop all that. Because God, if He wanted to make just one race, He would have did that. He didn't. He made different colors. So that means He wanted different people in the world. And that's something that we need to realize. If those that claim to be Christians and you are hate and you believe in hate, you're not a Christian because God don't believe in hate. He all about love and so is Jesus. So that's another story as well. But like I said, I hope everyone is doing well and be blessed and stay safe out there. I mean, I've been blessed. I've been off my job. But I can say God has been blessing me to keep my bills paid, keep a roof over my head, food on the table, clothes on my back. He's been blessing me to go through different adventures that I'm going into right now. So I'm thankful. I'm thankful. And I just pray every day for this world. I'm thankful that my family is healthy, my mother, father, my children, and so forth. So I'm thankful. I don't have anything to complain about. You know, and I'd rather follow rules than get sick and then I'm not here to see what's next. I think about that all the time. I mean, if I have to put a mask on and gloves on and walk around every day to be safe and that's what they want us to do, then so be it. If it's going to keep me alive and keep my family alive, then I'm willing to do that. I don't care. I'm willing to adapt to that change. And that's what we have to do. We have to start being willing to adapt if we want some type of life. Because life that we was doing before, it's not coming back. And the sooner as we start realizing that and accepting that, I think things will get better. You won't be stressing and being depressed. And you'll start seeing the different venues. You'll start seeing the blessings and start thinking outside the box of how you can make a living and how you can keep going. But we got to let go of that old and welcome the new. That's what we got to do. So again, I just want to talk for these little snippets just to say some encouraging words that please everybody stay safe out there. Please just start being obedient and just start accepting the change and adapt to it and know that God is bringing better days. And when He brings those days to us, we need to be better. We need to be better. So y'all have a good night. And again, I'll talk to y'all later. Bye.